Architects and museum leaders proudly showed off the refurbished 140-acre Williamstown, Massachusetts campus envisioned through plans that began taking shape in the late 1990s on Friday. Michael Conforti is the museum's director.
People will know that they're in the Clark, but they'll try to figure out how it's changed, and it's changed in a million ways.
The $145 million project added nearly 98,000 square feet of building space and numerous landscape improvements. The idea was to combine art and nature, showcasing the physical beauty of the Berkshires as a masterpiece itself. The new 43,000 square foot Clark Center features glass walls and will serve as a welcoming area, complete with a store and cafe, along with 13,000 feet of gallery space. Gary Hildebrand led the landscape architecture effort.
And when you come through the door of the new visitor center, the whole landscape is unfolded before you. So you're looking at something that is not unlike what you'd see on the canvases inside.
The lead designer was Japan's Tadao Ando. Maddie Burke-Vigeland is with Gensler. The New York City-based firm was the project's executive architect.
The same with the materials, too, in addition to the granite, the use of Mr. Ando's use of concrete, the natural wood floors. And so, again, the nature of the materials is meant to blend in to the landscape. You notice it, obviously, beautiful materials, but it's the art that's on view. It's the art that's important.
Maybe the most eye-catching feature is the outdoor patio, which overlooks reflecting pools that descend to the foot of a hill with a pasture and grazing cows. With 4 miles of walking trails complete with 5 bridges meandering through more than 1,100 trees, the campus appeals to more than just the art lovers, according to Conforti.
You could love coming to the Clark and just hanging out here, walking in our 2 miles of walking trails, eat in our cafe, shop, even if you don't care about going into the museum. I wouldn't encourage that, but it's still possible.
The project also included the renovation of the Clark's iconic main museum space built in 1955, which is what you see when passing by on South Street. Annabelle Seldorf headed the effort to convert office areas to gallery space and revamp showroom lighting and casework. She says the sleek new glass and granite entrance that gradually slopes upward via a glass walkway to the original marble building allows visitors to ease into the art.
One tends to be overwhelmed by the beauty of the landscape, and so there is a moment when you can sort of take stock of where you are and what you are about to see, and then completely immerse yourself in really an exquisite collection of absolutely marvelous art.
Hildebrand says the Clark is the leading force in a trend of cultural institutions becoming part of their community and claiming their natural landscape as assets.
Unlike being at the Metropolitan in New York or, you know, at the Art Institute in Chicago, at the Clark you're here to see some great works of pastoralism, of works of art in a pastoral setting. And the project has really positioned that. It's made it possible to understand the landscape before you ever see the works.
Even more is to come with a new 107,000 square foot research center to open next spring. The final phase of the project created more than 520 construction jobs for those in the Capital Region and Massachusetts. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.